spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code SUPER24.
It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. Happy Monday, yay!
No.
No, I'm the only one that's happy about that? Mother's Day is over, thank God for that, holy cow. That's exhausting, that holiday.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I gave my wife the day off from being like a mom. Yeah. Oh, it's like there's so much stuff to do.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the kids want to eat like 19 times a day. Mm. They're always hungry, those things.
Yeah.
They have to like do their homework, and then I can't, you know, she's not going to yell at them because it's Mother's Day, so I have to go yell at them.
Yeah.
You know, and like be like, just do your homework already so you can be smart and stuff. And then what else was there? There was like, you know, laundry that had to get done because they wanted to go. This was the thing. I was like, oh, it's Mother's Day. They want to go in the pool. That's genius. I'll just keep them entertained
right
in the pool. But then they have like wet clothes that need to go in the washing machine, and then there's towels everywhere. And
no, you just hide it all until today and then be like, oh, here's everything that we didn't do yesterday, and here you go.
Yeah, I should have thought of that. when it comes to sucking at Mother's Day, Justin knows.
Yeah.
He sent flowers to his old roommate instead of his mom. Why did you do that again, Justin?
You know, like how you, when you buy something on a website, it saves your information sometimes?
Yeah.
So when I put it, I didn't know I used this website in the past, so when I bought the gift, I just put in my billing address thinking it would send it there, mm-hmm. but I had my home address saved as my old house in St. Augustine, so I sent flowers and a coffee mug to my roommate. He called me. He's like, dude, why'd you send me flowers?
To your old roommate or something?
Yeah, to my old roommate.
Who still lives there? You didn't get your mom anything?
Well, I did. It's just not going to get there until the end of this week.
That's horrible.
So what do you do?
I went to St. Augustine yesterday to get it, and then I'm going to send it to my mom.
That's horrible.
Those are going to be dead, by the way, by the time
no kidding.
Yeah, maybe the flowers will flow.
Yeah, also, I mean, that's horrible. The one thing you can't do is get a Mother's Day gift there late because...
I called her and told her, although she didn't believe me. She's like, yeah, sure you did. So I like had to like
take a
story,
picture.
Snapchat story it for her.
Oh, your mom's on Snapchat, huh?
No, I just did it like through regular.
So
camera.
You're sending flowers to a place she doesn't live, and you're explaining it to her on a social media website she's not on. Wow,
like faked the whole thing.
Have a mug and some flowers at your house so I can pretend.
That's the thing with me, you know, because I went on my Facebook yesterday, and of course everything was either a mom saying how great their day was or some kid saying how great their mom was.
Is it wrong not to post on?
Did you not post for About Your Mother either?
No.
God, you're a horrible son.
I
saw Megan post. I thought Megan posted a selfie, but then I realized it was just a picture of her mom and her hat.
Honestly, the only reason why I did is because she called my sister and I and said, your brother posted the nicest thing on Facebook. And I was like, I have to do it.
Let's you weren't going to post something on Facebook about your mom?
I feel like I do the same thing every year.
Like,
it's like getting old,
yeah,
you know?
It's so corny.
But she wanted me to, so I did it.
What do you mean? It's once a year you post something nice about your mother with like a photo. And the best thing is.
I always post on her birthday too. It's like
the same thing about birthday. Yeah, like, no, yeah. I just don't do that.
The best thing is you get like a ton of likes. It's probably your most liked post of the month.
Nah.
Because everybody naturally.
I only got 40 likes.
You only got 40 likes?
Yeah.
Oh, that stinks.
No one cares.
You didn't use the right hashtags.
I don't know.
On
where
Facebook,
the...
you don't need these hashtags.
I know, right? Yeah, jeez, no, loser.
Come on, Justin.
I'll tell you what, though.
Show your mom another Snapchat story. She's not on.
Every time I post something about my wife and the kids and how awesome she is, like easily 150, 200 likes.
Aww.
It like skyrockets. It's amazing.
Just stop posting things of yourself then.
I really should. I post stuff about myself and I lose followers.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just gonna post a picture of my wife and kids like every single day.
There you go.
340-9595, 800-475-9595. Who out there had a worse Mother's Day than Justin's mom? Justin's mom didn't get flowers, didn't get a mug, didn't get a post on Facebook, got a post on Snapchat, which she's not even on. Did you call your mother and talk to her?
I did. I found out my brother actually slept through their breakfast they were supposed to have to.
Oh my God, your poor mom.
Horrible kids. 340-9595. Were your kids worse than Justin and his brother? 340-9595. Was your Mother's Day worse? Ashley from Callahan, good morning. How are you?
Cleaning, and the worst part was it was also my birthday weekend.
Why did you clean on Mother's Day/birthday?
Because no one else would do it in the house, not even my fiance.
Oh, my God. That's the worst.
Wait, do you have kids?
Yeah, I have two. I have a 4 and a 7-year-old.
Oh, you should have gotten that 4-year-old with, like, throwing that Swiffer in that 4-year-old's hand and said, go. Do.
And a 7.
My 4-year-old won't even do any cleaning.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, I'm sorry to hear that. Could you have just, like, left and gone to do something else and left them, you know, to fend for themselves?
Oh, no. That would have never worked.
Yeah.
Maybe. I was getting a call within 30 minutes. I decided a couple years ago I would leave the house for 2 hours and go get a mani and pedi.
Right.
And my hair done. They were freaking out within 30 minutes.
Wow. I'll tell you, mate, you know, since you're not married yet, it's not too early to or not too late to change your mind.
That's true.
Actually, I'm not going back down that road again, so I'm just taking it slow.
Yeah, definitely take it slow. Just wear the diamond and don't commit. I love that idea.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, thanks so much. I'm telling you, that's a telltale sign before you get married. To see how the guy, you know, is on Mother's Day, whether it's with your own kids or his own mom or whatever.
Yeah.
You want to make sure the bigger deal they make about it, the better it is for you.
Absolutely. I would think that.
You don't want to get roped in. Like, Megan, your boyfriend, what did he do for Mother's Day for his mom?
Oh, we went to dinner with her.
You did?
Yeah.
Was he nice and cordial?
It was really fun.
Did he get her, like, flowers or something?
He didn't get her anything, but he paid for the dinner for all of us.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was really nice.
All right. We'll see. So there you go. So that's one. That's one positive for him.
Yeah, of course.
So finally we can put something in the pro column.
Shut up.
Because I'll be honest with you, it was looking a little, wipe away the cobwebs.
Okay.
Janine from St. Augustine, how are you?
I am as well as I can be. How are you?
We're about the same. What happened on your Mother's Day that made it even worse than Justin's mom's Mother's Day?
Oh, please. That's nothing. I spent Saturday in the emergency room with my 16-year-old autistic daughter, she's very high-functioning, so she's very vocal, and she lets you know what she does and does not like. Hours of torture. Sunday morning, Mother's Day, I thought, I'll take it easy now, stressful day before. My 11-year-old, who thinks she's 30, woke up with 102 fever. I then spent 3 hours at Care Spot with her to find out, with a flu shot, she has the flu. Get home.
Oh, my God.
Husband's on the couch asleep.
Oh, my gosh.
Autistic daughter, filling stuff on her computer. Beautiful day. Beautiful day. Then I got to make dinner for the people that could eat. My little flu-ridden bug wouldn't eat anything, wouldn't drink anything.
You should have gone to, like, the players or something. That sounds like
yeah, by yourself.
I have no idea. I thought several times about just getting in the car and saying, I'm going to go pick up Tylenol, and that was going to be the end of that.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to go pick up Tylenol in Wisconsin.
They didn't have any in the first 18 stores I tried. Nightmare.
Hey,
you can find them in a bar, I believe.
Yeah.
Hey. I highly don't recommend this whole motherhood thing. Nightmare.
Okay, no motherhood, right? All right, hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Megan, put that on your... make a note.
Noted.
Motherhood bad.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.